Hello and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I first want to tell you about some things coming up this week. There's a new episode of Extreme Genes Family History Radio, and it's featuring some really interesting research of possible Jewish ancestry for Mexican Americans. So kind of an interesting combination. And the new episode can be heard right here on Mormon Channel Radio on the stream. And now I want to get into what we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to tell you a story about a dog, about a Cocker Spaniel. The Cocker Spaniel's name is Precious. Clearly, their owners really loved them. The dog was going into labor and was having a really hard time delivering. And the owner lied down on the floor next to the dog and watched every movement, just watching and waiting in case she needed to rush this dog to the vet, in case it was just not going to go well. So after about 6 hours, the puppies started to appear. And the firstborn was a little black and white one. And the second and third puppies were tan and brown. And then the fourth and fifth were also black and white spotted. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the owner counted all of them, and then walked down the hallway to wake up their spouse and tell them that everything was fine. And as they walked back down the hallway into the spare bedroom where the puppies were being born, they noticed a sixth puppy had been born, but was lying all by itself over to the side of the cage. And they picked it up and laid it on top of the large pile of puppies, which were whining and trying to nurse and, you know, acting like puppies. Precious, the mom, immediately pushed the small puppy away from the rest of the group, and she refused to recognize this poor little puppy as a member of her family. The spouse of this person said, "Something's wrong." And they reached over and picked up the puppy, and their heart sank when they saw that it had a cleft lip and palate and could not close its mouth. And they decided right then, okay, if there's a way to save this animal, they're going to give it their best shot. They're going to try to save this animal. So they took the puppy to the vet, and they were told that nothing could be done unless they wanted to spend around $1,000 to try and correct the defect with surgery. Now, the vet told them that the puppy would probably die because it could not suckle. So after returning home, these two dog owners decided that they could not afford to spend that type of money, but they at least needed to get some kind of assurance from the vet that the puppy had a chance to live. So it didn't stop them, though, from purchasing a syringe and feeding the puppy by hand. And they did that every single day and night, every 2 hours for more than 10 days. And the little puppy survived and learned to eat on its own as long as it was soft, canned food. Well, the fifth week, they placed an ad in the newspaper. Within a week, they had a bunch of people interested in all of the puppies except the one with the deformity. So late one afternoon, they went to the store to pick up a few groceries, and upon returning, they happened to see an old retired school teacher who lived down the street from them waving. And she had read in the paper that they had puppies and wondered if she might be able to get one for her grandson and his family. The homeowner told her, well, all the puppies have found homes, but they would keep an eye out for anyone else who might have a Cocker Spaniel puppy available. And they mentioned that if anyone should change their mind, they'll let them know. Well, within a few days, new families had picked up all but one of the puppies, and they were left with one brown and tan puppy, as well as the smaller puppy who had the cleft lip and palate. So 2 days passed without anyone hearing anything about the, you know, the one who had promised to pick up the tan and brown puppy. And they called the school teacher and said, you know, I have one puppy left, and that she was welcome to come and look at it. They said they would come that evening. Well, they heard a knock on their door that evening and opened the door, and it was the man who decided he wanted the tan and brown puppy was there. And they walked inside and took care of all the adoption details and handed in the puppy. They didn't know what they were going to say to this teacher and their grandson. And at exactly 8 p.m., the doorbell rang, and they opened up the door, and it was the school teacher with her grandson standing there. And they had to explain that the man had come for the puppy, and there were no puppies left. All the puppies had found homes. At that moment, the small puppy in the bedroom began to yelp. And the boy said, "That's my puppy, my puppy." And the little boy ran out from behind his grandmother and down the hall to find the puppy. the boy ran past him as fast as he could down the hallway and found the puppy with the cleft palate. The little boy said, "Look, Grandma, they all found homes except for this pretty one. He looks just like me." And the school teacher turned to them and said, "Is that puppy still available?" The dog owner said, "Yes, that puppy's still available." The little boy was hugging the puppy and said, "My grandma told me these kinds of puppies are really expensive and that I have to take really good care of it." The woman opened her purse, but the dog owner reached over and pushed their hand back in and said, You're not going to pay me for this puppy." And the dog owner asked the little boy, "How much do you think this puppy's worth?" "About $1? And the boy said, "No, this puppy is very, very expensive," he replied. The dog owner said, "More than $1? And the grandmother said, "You know, I'm afraid so. I think it's worth a lot more than $1. The boy stood there pressing the puppy against his cheek. They said, "Okay, well, how about $2? So the school teacher took out $2 and handed it to the young boy. They said, "Okay, it's your dog now. You have to pay for the dog." So the boy handed the $2 to the dog owner. Any worries about the puppy's future were gone from the dog owner because they knew that this little boy just loved this dog. It must be a pretty wonderful feeling, if you think about it, for any person to look in the mirror and see nothing except beauty and the pretty one. Think about that as you go about your day today and how not only you look in the mirror and what you see when you see yourself in the mirror. Do you see someone that's valued and valuable and beautiful, or do you see somebody that nobody wants? And how do you picture yourself? And also, how do you see other people? Do you admire people and see the beauty in them, or are you seeing somebody that maybe has lived a tough life or maybe has some deformities, and do you look at them how you should or how you want to look at them? Just some things to think about as you go throughout your day. Thank you so much for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories of your own you'd like to share with us, go ahead and send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post it on our Facebook wall today. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.